This is J.P. Shadrick with the Jaguars Report, presented by Ticket Exchange. The Jaguars fall 34-17 to the Eagles in Week 1. Hear from head coach Gus Bradley after this.
When you're the victim of another person's negligence, the facts are everything. I'm talking about the fact that you're in pain, the fact that you can't work and the bills are piling up, the fact that your life is not on the same track it was before the injury. Here's a fact. Your future's in jeopardy. Call me, Eddie Farah, at 396-5555. Or go to farahandfarah.com. I will fight to help you get your life back. And that's a fact. Farah and Farah, protecting you and your family. Jacksonville.
You say there's nothing quite like the feel of the open road when you ride a motorcycle. You know it takes concentration, knowledge, and skills beyond those required to drive a car. Ride Smart Florida would like to take this opportunity to remind you to enjoy the road, but to always ride smart. S-M-A-R-T. Say no to drinking and riding. Make yourself more visible to motorists. Always wear your helmet. Ride in control. Train regularly and get endorsed. Visit RideSmartFlorida.com for more details. Do you ride smart? This message is provided by the Florida Department of Transportation.
Play fake this time. Looking down the field. Fires it deep. He's got Allen Hurns open. Allen Hurns! Touchdown, Jacksonville. How do you like that? The rookie has scored, and the Jags strike first.
Chad Henne to Allen Hurns for the opening touchdown, but after taking a 17-0 lead to halftime, the Jags faltered in the second half, with the Eagles scoring 34 unanswered points in a 34-17 final at Lincoln Financial Field. Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley said in the postgame show that the little things make a difference.
Little things, allow big things to happen. In the first half, we did a lot of good little things right, and we had some big plays. In the second half, that fortune went to their side. So we just, we got the guys. I think we just got to continue to learn how to finish.
For more Jaguars coverage, visit Jaguars.com. With the Jaguars Report, I'm J.P. Shadrick.